I don't know. I just, you know, I mean, it's a good experience. I'm glad I did well. I think I could have done better, but I mean, that's just, you know, me being picky. So.
What have you done the last couple of weeks to prepare for this week?
I haven't kicked on a regular upright. That's for sure. I've kicked on arena uprights, so just trying to get the accuracy, because, you know, I want to be able to, you know, make sure I can control my ball and kick it down the middle every time. I don't want to be like playing with the post too much, because I mean, at windy stadiums, you can't, you know, you gotta know, you gotta be precise on where you can hit it. So
where have you found arena uprights?
They have the Los Angeles Avengers. They practice at the West Los Angeles Community College, so it's just like 5 minutes away from UCLA, so we just go out there and just have snap and holds. And I've been practicing with like a really bad holder, so trying to get used to it. It's good. It's gonna be big for me. I think that'll be the big issue with me, because I didn't really have a great senior season. My kickoffs, my junior season was all right, but senior year I didn't show, you know, the dominance that, you know, I had in my junior year, and so I think it's gonna be big for me. You know, this is good. Like, they want to see if my legs like big enough for, you know, for the NFL.
What happened between the junior and senior year?
I just think, you know, those little things. I think the main thing was, you know, I had an ankle injury that, you know, I was coming back from, and it just kind of didn't get me in the groove, and I was just switching up things, and, you know, I didn't get to a groove till the end of the season. By the end of the season, it was kind of, you know, it's kind of done. I was running stairs, and I came down, and I, like, jumped off a couple of stairs, and, like, yeah, and it just, like, when I was running, like, I jumped off a couple of stairs and, like, rolled off, hit, like, a hurdle, whatever, so. My plant foot.
You're running stairs as a drill, or just running stairs?
Just running stairs. Oh, no, running stairs at UCLA.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Justin, are you concerned about cold weather climates? If you get
I think the good thing about, you know, all of us is that we all have a negative about where we played. I played at UCLA. Some of the guys played at Arizona with the thin air. And then some, you know, guy played at Colorado. So, I mean, everybody has, you know, the negatives about it. And I'm not used to it. I'm not worried about it. I played in Northwest Oregon and Washington. I missed one kick, I think, and it was a 50 yarder. I think that was the only one I missed there. So.
When did you kick your
run? I haven't. We kick tomorrow, I think.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
A lot of guys are going to places like API to work out.
Yeah.
And do that kind of thing. What have you done? What is the kick?
I don't need to go do all that. I think I work hard enough, and I credit myself on, you know, working hard, and I think that's the big thing on me. It's just, you know, working in areas that I need to work on. It's like explosiveness and trying to work on my kickoffs. Because, I mean, just working with other guys too, like, but those other like API things, they're different. You know, they train for the 40. I'm not running the 40.
But you're on your own, or do you have a trainer?
I train with one of the guys from UCLA, one of the trainers, and he helps with me with like explosive stuff. But,
about the psychological stuff? Have you done the mock interviews?
No,
and all that
I haven't
stuff?
Done
you're
any of that.
Just gonna go in blind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
On
50s? Gotta kick it the same. I mean, you know, wind is like probably a different factor, but, you know, 50, it's the same exact thing. I think the thing about it is, like, I always read about Ryan Longwell is that he always kicked the same from 45 and in, and put a little bit more power, you know, in it from like 45 and beyond, you know. And so I know my range is that like 47 and in, I'm always like 80-85%, and then like 47 to, you know, like 52, it's like 90, and then, like, you know, a little bit more after that, you got to put the leg into it. So
the goalpost
up
like 56-0.
Not too bad. It's the same.
You look like arena goalpost.
Yeah.
What's the longest you've made in practice and in the game?
Practice, I don't really keep track. I think in the game, 52. I've hit a couple 52s, and so.
Are you comfortable at 50?
Yeah, I'm comfortable at 50, at 55. You know, even longer whenever you need it. So.
What was the rush when you kicked the two 50s in the long game?
The first 50, I had missed short, and I was, you know, I hit it good, and I was like, what happened? And then, like, the next one, they called me out, and I didn't even know I was kicking it, and then I went out and kicked it and made that one. And then the next one, it was like a minute and a half or something like that left, you know, to put us up by eight, so I had, you know, I had to make it, so it was a big kick, so.
Can really prove at the combine. I mean, most of these
just,
girls are
yeah, I think they just, well, they want to see, like, you know, how technique sound you are, and they want to see, you know, your leg strength. I think that's a big issue, and I mean, you know, like, the big thing is, like, how you did your senior season, how you did throughout your career. You know, next things are your All-Star games and then combines, you know. They want to see those things. But, I mean, if you didn't do good in your senior year, you know, I'm sure you won't have that good of a shot. You know,
that's what I'm wondering, how much you can really improve here.
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't play well this year.
Yeah.
Or did play well.
Yeah.
I don't know how much.
I mean, there's a lot of guys that, you know, we're all here to, like, do the same thing. We're all here to prove. We're all here on the same surface, you know, same ball, same direction. That's what, you know, every kicker's been wanting in college. Because, I mean, a lot of guys can be like, oh, this guy, you know, kicks here. This guy kicks in L.A. or this guy kicks in, you know, Colorado or whatever. You know, a lot of guys, you know, make a big deal out of that. So now we can't complain. We're all the same.
Besides those high altitude places?
Yeah.
The best places to kick in college. Who's got the great
field? Yeah, I mean, you know, my favorite place to go kick is Arizona, but I think, you know, UCLA is a good place too, but I mean, it's the same. It's just, you know, it's just the weather, that's all.
I'm going to ask the boorish question, but you've heard it, I'm sure, before. I just, not many African-American kickers.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've gotten that.
Yeah.
Just what's your background? How did you, not too many role models like a quarterback would have.
Or, yeah, I just,
or,
I just, mean.
How did you get into it?
I played soccer when I was young, and decided to, you know, just come out and kick, and, my dad was a sprinter. He ran in the Olympic trials, and so I don't know what happened to me. I didn't get that speed, but I just got into it. I don't think there's really any like racial barriers that, you know, I have to go through. Like, you know, Tiger Woods, first, you know, African American, you know, or I don't know, like, but he had a hard time getting on golf courses, so I don't think it's any, you know.
You wonder why many others haven't pursued it, or do you kind of even see yourself as maybe an example that, hey, this is another position that maybe.
No, I don't think there's any, like, you know, big thing about, you know, skin color or anything like that. So I just kick, and, you know, that's all it is.
What was your soccer background? How accomplished were you in soccer?
I was pretty good. I played for the city, and then, you know, I was all right. I played up till I got to like 16, and I decided to play football.
What position?
And then, midfielder.
No. Could it be that many of your mentors?
Did you play any other football positions?
No.
Could it be that many of your mentors in college were not kickers themselves? I mean, your coaches were not kickers themselves. Could that be one of the reasons that you generally ask that question, that African American kicker?
I got an article written about me, I think, from the NBC, just talking about if I did make it, I'd be one of the only black kickers in the league. But I don't really see it as a big deal. I mean, there's guys, you know, I think, you know, it was a big deal that, you know, two African-American coaches in the Super Bowl. But in all honesty, I mean, it's just, you know, something to put in the record books. And,
I mean, so, there have been some punters, Reggie Roby. Boy, I can't think of.
There was a couple kickers. Place kickers. Donald, they could weekend.
Yeah, out of Clemson. Yeah, but they were Nigerian.
Yeah.
They weren't the.
Yeah.
There's been so. Nigerian kickers, but I can't think of any U.S. born.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting to.
Yeah, there was a guy for the Colts a while ago, a kickoff guy.
Oh, Danny Kite.
Yeah.
Danny Kite.
Yeah.
What have they put you through so far? I mean, it's early in the process. What have you done so far?
Just, you know, all the medical stuff and all the. You know, doing all this testing and stuff and meeting with the coaches is exhausting. Like, you know, the first couple of interviews, you go in, you're all happy. You're like, hey, how you doing? And the next ones, you know, you go to certain teams that don't need kickers, and you're like,
yeah.
You know, I'm from Fremont. You know, you're all tired, and you just want to go home. You know, want to go back to the apartment. So,
who have you been talking to so far?
You know, you talk to everyone. You know, you talk to everyone. They want to get background. It's not really, like, specific yet, you know. I mean, I think after, like, the combine, I think they'll get real specific. I mean, some guys know who they really want to look at, but.
But did you actually have any formal interviews yet? Are you scheduled for any?
Not yet, but later on probably, yeah.
Okay. What was your dad's name? You said he was a...
Robert Medlock.
Robert?
Yeah.
Do you worry at all that teams might be biased against left-footed kickers?
Nah, I don't know. I think left-footers are better. I don't think it's a big issue. I just think, you know, it just takes time to get the holding down. I mean, everybody holds for, you know, a right-footer, and so... I mean, it's actually easier to hold for a left footer. It just takes time, you know. For my Shrine game, I had a guy who held for me. He held at Iowa State. He was for a right footer, but he came to me, and like first couple days was just bad, you know. And I mean, he was athletic too, like wide receiver, athletic, good hands, and but after 2 days, he was like good. It just takes a little time, so.